USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With the stroke of a pen, President Biden eliminated roughly 52,000 American union jobs. Revoking the permit for the Keystone XOil pipeline and rejoining the Paris Climate Accord are the contributing factors. A group of Republican senators from Western states, led by Senator Steve Daines of Montana, joined other GOP voices in scoffing President Biden's decision. The administration says it's in national interest to end the pipeline so that other countries can see America moving away from fossil fuels. Another of President Biden's executive orders this week was mandating face coverings on all federal property. Hours later, the president gave a speech at the Lincoln Memorial without a face mask. A spokesman for Biden said, "There are bigger issues to worry about at this moment in time." Australia is introducing a world-first law to make Google, Facebook, and potentially other tech companies pay media outlets for their news content. The proposed news code is seen as a possible global test case for how governments could seek to regulate big tech firms. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Check 1-2-1-2. Microphones are on their way to the Red Planet. USA Radio News' Wendy King reports.
Three new Mars missions are heading for the Red Planet in February, and they'll be recording the first sounds from another planet. NASA expects its Perseverance rover to land February 18th after the United Arab Emirates' Hope orbiter arrives on February 19th, and China's Tianwen-1 mission arrives the next day. Perseverance carries two microphones. One will record the noise made by laser pulses emitted from the rover to hit rocks. The other microphone will listen to other events on the surface. The atmosphere on Mars is only about 1% as thick as the Earth's, so the sound waves will be different. Scientists say they expect to hear wind, falling boulders, and possibly even Mars quakes. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The atmosphere on Mars is much thinner than Earth's and contains more than 95% carbon dioxide. USA Radio News.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
President Biden's cabinet confirmation hearings continue. USA Radio News' Wendy King takes a look at the transportation secretary position.
Former Democratic presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg defended a decision to halt the Keystone XL pipeline during his confirmation hearing to become the transportation secretary. Senator Ted Cruz, a vocal supporter of former President Trump, criticized President Joe Biden's action canceling the pipeline as part of his flurry of executive orders after the new president's inauguration. The controversial pipeline had been stalled by the Obama administration when Biden was vice president, but it was favored by the Trump administration. Cruz said the move would cost thousands of union-paying jobs. Buttigieg countered by saying that the jobs will be created in the clean environment sector, and the administration can't ignore the negative environmental impact that the pipeline would foster. The former mayor of South Bend, Indiana, was also questioned from Republicans like Senator Mike Lee of Utah and Rick Scott of Florida about dwindling funds because of cheaper gas and the dawn of electric vehicle use. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
It's conference championship time in the National Football League. Both games will be played Sunday at 3:05 p.m. Eastern. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers will be at the Green Bay Packers on Fox. Then at 6:40 p.m., the Buffalo Bills are at the Kansas City Chiefs on CBS. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryde.